Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Our next guest is living and working in Eugene, Steve Woodward, Fox Sports Eugene. He is at KORE 1050 AM, Fox Sports Eugene. You can also find him at practice and media availability, and I bumped into him in Indianapolis as he was there for Big Ten Conference Media Day. Steve, give me your impressions. What'd you think walking around Lucas Oil Stadium?
It certainly was a much bigger experience than we used to have with the Pac-12. 3 days, lots of scrums, lots of visiting media, and it wasn't just stuck into a ballroom.
Right. I also think it just felt, because there was 3 days of it, it felt massive to me, not just the building, but in scale and in scope, with 18 teams involved. It just felt so much bigger. Did you catch, as you were there kind of covering Oregon, you're very Oregon-centric with the coverage there at Fox Sports Eugene, but as you're there talking with Oregon and listening to Dan Lanning and listening to Dylan Gabriel, what did you come away talking and thinking about?
How confident not only Dan Lanning is, but the team is, how it seems to be rubbing off. They're not intimidated by this change to the Big Ten. They're not concerned about the travel. They're excited to go on the road to play teams like Michigan. They're definitely not intimidated by the physicality. I think they're a much more confident group, and I think that also helps that you've had a little more continuity for the first time in years with your coordinators. But I just think, as a whole, this is a very confident group going into this season.
Do you have bigger questions about the offensive coordinator, Will Stein, or the defensive coordinator, Tosh Lapoy?
Good question. I think that having Will Stein, even though it's a new quarterback, having him there for his second season helps. I think having Tosh for his second season, third season, also helps. I want to see how the defense responds this year. I want to see if there's a lot more reacting and a lot less thinking. I'm not too worried about the offense with Dylan Gabriel and Dante Moore, and there's no quarterback competition there. You know, Dylan knows his role. Dante knows his role. So I think from a continuity standpoint, the offense is going to be fine. I want to see the defense, and I want to see how they react and not think on the field.
They will open at home against Idaho on August 31st. Then it's Boise State at home. It's the Civil War at Research Stadium. At UCLA on September 28th. At home against Michigan State, and then the Ohio State game. Steve, at what point do you think we'll know who this Oregon team is? What game do you look at and go, hey, well, we should know by then who they are?
I think it's the Ohio State game. I think you'll have had enough of a taste of Big Ten competition and having the Civil War in September, which is really weird to get used to. But I think you'll be tested enough that by the time Ohio State comes to town, you're going to know what the trajectory of this team is going to be after that game.
Steve Woodward, Fox Sports Eugene, is with us. Dan Lanning talked to me on Media Day about the fact that he's not satisfied. He's always trying to evolve. He's always trying to grow. I thought about, you know, the fourth down gunslinging gambling mentality that he had in the Washington game. Sort of like the brand of Dan Lanning, and I think there's an area maybe that he could kind of find where that line is for himself. That comes with some age. He's 38 now. But when you think about growth for Dan Lanning as a coach, what do you think about?
I think he's becoming more comfortable. And maybe that's a terrible thing to say for a coach who doesn't want to be shown as comfortable. I think he's settling into Eugene a little bit more. He's certainly become more confident in his own skin, and as he grows this program, I mean, honestly, Dan is becoming the kind of guy where, you know, he's going to say, I'm going to knock you out. Then he knocks you out. And then while you're passed out on the ground, he's going to pick you up and take a selfie with you while you're passed out.
I love it. Dylan Gabriel at quarterback. Is it fair to Dylan Gabriel that we compare him to Bo Nix? Or does that come with the position? Or what do you expect?
I think because they're both senior transfers or super senior transfers, however you want to put it, I think you're always going to get that comparison. Plus, you have the level of production that he had at Oklahoma, so you have an expectation for him to live up to. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. The question is how much is he, how comfortable is he in Will Stein's offense? And that's going to be the key. How comfortable is he with the receivers and with making the line calls? That it's all a matter of just how well has he embraced, how well has he taken on Will Stein's system.
There's going to be more interest. There's bound to be more interest in Oregon as it competes now seemingly for a national title against programs like Ohio State and others in the expanded playoff. And how does that change how you cover the team, maybe how others cover the team? What have you noticed from being on that beat?
There are a lot more pertinent questions that get asked now on the beat of coaches and players. Before, you had a lot of throwaway questions from, you know, fly-by media. When you were talking about the media outlets that have popped up that aren't actually from Oregon or even based here in Eugene that are covering Oregon, that either show up one game a year or one practice a year, that's certainly different. It's interesting to see that part of it evolve. But some of the ones that are here, are digging in a little deeper. You know,
like, give me an example of that. Like, give me an example.
It's not just, you know, about how some guy's going to get used into a scheme. It's how does that person really play a real solid role in the team, not just now and moving forward. You know, a lot of names that come up, you know, during media day, one was Kenyon Sadiq, about, you know, how he's a real difference maker and how, you know, he's going to become, you know, an integral part of Oregon's offense. You know, in fact, some are saying he might even be the tight end version of DeAnthony Thomas. You're getting into deeper levels of questions with individual players and coaches that are relevant and not just, hey, what color does he like?
Steve Woodward, Fox Sports Eugene, is with us. Outside of the Ohio State game, Washington's going to get talked about because Dan Lanning is 0-3 against him, three of his five losses as a head coach coming to the Huskies. Is that the second most important game of the season in your mind, or is it just a game he has to win and, gosh, beating Ohio State, beating Michigan, those are more important?
The fan base is always going to demand that the Washington game be the most important. This year you can't say that. I'm sorry, it doesn't get any bigger than Ohio State coming into Autzen. But yeah, your second most important game of the year is the Huskies. I don't care how many starters they've lost. You've got a good coach in Jed Fish taking over that program, and he's going to get them improved. And it's going to be the last game of the year, the rivalry game, where, you know, used to be the Civil War. And I think it's going to become not necessarily Civil War-like, but for a lot of the fan base, that Washington game means a heck of a lot more than the Michigan game.
Steve, this season, I have said, expectation-wise, this program needs to get to the national semifinal. They need to be in the Final Four. You know, if they don't get there, I would be disappointed, or I would say, gosh, I don't know if this is a successful season. Am I being too harsh? Is the bar too high for them?
I don't think so. I agree with you and Stephen. I heard your segment earlier on it. I think that in this case, they not only have to get to the playoff, but they've got to win a game. They've got to get to the national semifinal. I think last year, had we had the 12-team playoff, Oregon would have been favorably set up to make a nice run. And I think we need to see that this year to kind of justify all of the praise that's being heaped on the program.
Steve, I appreciate all you do at Fox Sports Eugene. You're all over this stuff. You cover it well. You dedicate that station to being there a lot. Why is that important to you?
Because I'm the only Oregon alum that actually owns a radio station, and it just happens to be a sports station, and it just happens to be in Eugene. So it matters because I've got my degree and the bills to prove it, and I just want to make sure that we do the best job we can for the listeners.
Steve, I appreciate you joining us. Now, on a prior visit, you've talked about some things you saw as a roadie when you were working the roadie circuit. Give us a little insight into the roadie world for, Steven's never, he says he doesn't get out. He stays home. He's like,
No, I don't get out.
No, tell us what it's like out there.
I have to plead the fifth, John. I'm sorry.
Is it that wild?
I will plead the fifth and just leave it at that. There are some things that I will never be able to talk about.
Who are you protecting here?
I'm protecting friends who still call me friend, and I'd like to keep it that way.
He's loyal. I'll give him that. Steve Woodward, Fox Sports Eugene, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, John.
It's almost better that he didn't tell us, Stephen. Now my mind's anywhere, everywhere. What could it be? What could he have seen or done?
That's the thing. Nobody knows, and nobody will know. But yeah, I will say this. You got to love it because the loyalty, right? That's the type of friend you want that will go and never give in to peer pressure.
I had conversations like this with Jerry Tarkanian and his lieutenants, and I got the impression they'd done some bad things. But Steve worked as a roadie from the rock world. So all around the country, traveling with these bands. I don't know who they were. Van Halen, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, I don't know. But I know this. That guy's a vault. You can trust that guy with a secret. Leave it here. You get the BFT.